They finally built a, he's got a new school built. First, when we first started, everybody got, didn't have to build a school in the church house anymore. So they had the hot lunch, got to dance. Really old, a whole lot of things going on. Down the front line, if you remember the place, they had big old city place with the vibe in my. I think the main reason I remember them is because I had to keep the beans and stuff, getting all mixed up and together. I always liked that. We didn't get any contracts, didn't charge anything. And I know you hear people talk about having to take a onion and a hunk of cornbread or that kind of stuff, but I used to have one brother, he always liked to eat. He thought they might eat, so he didn't want to be his man. You gotta, if you get something, get a whooping for it, or you have to go pick your own meat, you can have to go out and look, pick your fruit. If you get one too good, you get tough, you get one too little, which makes you about getting heavy, you can get you with both of them. We didn't have a school yard this day, just like we did. We were the first year, so I know I was planting to do it. I didn't know they're soft, and I thought we would just track bones. We usually had walnuts. Still, he bought cooking up. That's like the only kind of nurturing thing he had. And apples or whatever, you could grow most of the time, maybe it'd get to be. I never seen an orange, you know, except I remember until we came to Alabama to visit my other grandparents. It was always so much more nicer down here than it was up there, going, I never been in the back, I always been in the States. I didn't like it that lot. I remember my grandma, my daddy gave me a dynamite box one time, but I always liked to keep my stuff together. So we brought my dynamite box home, put clothes in it. And there's a lady had a baby in his eyes, so they gave me my dynamite box for his baby. My father got hurt. He had a little truck and started pedaling. He'd go over to the curb yard and dad needed to get a load of watermelon and peaches, cantaloupes, down at the cellar. He'd go to town right after lunch and stay with the goalie. He'd knock on the goalie and see somebody in the barn or something. Like I say, most times the kids would play there too. Time wasn't real great. Summertime, you get the amount of cotton that you could for full beans sometimes. Big strawberries, you get a nickel quart with these strawberries. We sat there all day, it was me and one old lady sat there all day. We don't want to stay out the sun all day. I guess it was what you call racing. She told us that I'd be there one day and she'd beat me in the next day. Pick 100 quarts. It really worked. Stay out there and stay with him. I always liked him to play with Peyton and Nickel. My grandpa laughed at me sometimes I was stacking my nickels at him. He'd sit here on my head. You got a hold of him, I mean, somebody needs to get rid of it. They got it. But every time I get a chance to come to Alabama or something, you know, I'd ride all the way down. Yeah, I had wide drive on the back of the truck, holding on, standing on the side for running through it. money thing I grabbed at him before. You can take it all day today. Most time my father stopped somewhere broke to it when he did it. He did the thing that he got. You know, one glass of rum, one glass of tea, whatever you want to buy. You have paper in barrels, crackers in barrels. Just take whatever you got. They didn't get to eat that very much, but that way it made not eat much. Yeah. Rum and sand. But I never had money to buy it. And I didn't have to go into the street. The people who did, they could throw them to things. I know it all my life, but I didn't know. I can't even remember of a lot. So I always made up my mind if I ever left where I did, I'd get off. And I wouldn't go back. But my grandfather, he couldn't understand me. So he thought that my mistake was really going to hurt me. And I thought everybody would feel like he did. And usually they did, and they loved me. Well, they took it well, he had come in now. But my father had already been in the army. He was back there, in the war, and he was before the panic, so everybody was back in the mountains when he was in baby. They started, I was not putting away supplies and getting in ammunition and all this, but they wouldn't allow them people to take the mountains. I guess they thought they'd stop. We moved off time to see one time we moved to Rival, Arkansas. Yeah, they needed a guy to go from Sunside. Everybody was getting back in there. They used to go out to the mine real early. And then after he heard back, he took him in shot. Blow the coal down and stuff. But the other people, everybody was afraid to hang him. Some man out in Bible, Arkansas, I heard that he was going to come out there. But he stumped. I was cotton field. He had a little bit better when we got out there because he could speak cotton. He could get about 2.5 cents of paint for it. He'd make tea all night, day, but he had to work. And my mother'd always get him to go back to the mountains. He wound up going back. I mean, the day he started the house at first. Built a nice house. Nobody had running water or anything like that. So he went to work. Finally, when he came down and put in the electric, somewhere my grandfather got in touch with people. And they came out there and they were going to put a S and they were going to get cold. But a little bit left. They would have put right in front of your doorstep. You can nearly run into a toll there, going right down to the hill. The house sort of sits on the back of the mountain, bottom of this house, in the back, almost in the ground. And then you just sit there, supposed to pile up rocks. It went out from the front of it, got to get off the ground, I guess, 5 feet. The other day, and they put one light in the house, but it was up dead and sank. It threw a string and came down. Then he brought my grandmother an electric stove. They did all the wood in that town. Of course, that was only for one night, but that was still electric. We didn't hear one. People more or less made their own laws. So, like I say, law and come out. He was just real people. That's all he just did. If somebody come up going, they let anybody question too much to find out where he was and what happened. Then when we got, one time I really wanted to get off the mountain. I was real small, about 9 years old or so. I guess I wanted to see so bad. My dad told me that if you get Chuck out from mommy, that he really hears them. That's false. So I went and got my grandfather to shovel. Big storm around. I went and got my grandfather to shovel. And I shoveled a two tracks all the way up the top of the mountain. Then they get to my grandfather's house. They went to the top of the mountain and went down in the little valley that's at the top of the mountain. They got down in there and it snowed to get out. My father took us off that man. My grandfather said he couldn't get that truck off tonight. But he turned it around backwards and the pulling wheel put it in the front. That way we got off the mountain. Came to Alabama in 1963. Back to back. Everybody worked. Got $100 a month. Still went out on the inside bathroom and on the inside wharf. I think the water now starts to get about a year, but in the kitchen and the sink. But you still have to stand behind the stove like you always did and take a bath. You get up in the mountain freezing to death. But things were better though. We had corn to eat. But my mother ever wants a lot. She didn't go back to the mountain. We never actually moved back for any length of time. We went back a couple of times. But we never moved back to state. I know it broke me. I didn't need to go back to start. I was picking that back. Except when somebody would die or something like that. But my grandfather, he was a mountain man, and he always liked to play practice with some people. So I only one on him. If you played one on him, it makes him mad at him. But if he could play one on you, he always got a big kick out of it. He was always getting into a fight. He loved getting money into a fight. He said, "Watch now." One time I said, one of my old boys on the mountain about it. He'd always come in with the house trying to whoop me. I was always the smallest one. But if I just left it, they couldn't run over and beat me. So, but I kept wondering why they always kept trying. Then one day, I guess he sort of done me a favor because he let me how to take care of my own self. Without it, I don't imagine that's what he's intending for. He just probably just wanted to see him get whooped. He used to give him all quarters, but that's a lot of money, you know, just getting a quarter. So, I think I know why he's poor. He was sort of out of life about it. My mother finally found out what was going on. She told me about it. One time we was cutting logs, we decided we was going to do some logging. So we had cross-cut logs and stuff. Me and my brother got most of the work that we had. My grandpa had it. Straight in the shade. We drank a lot. I remember we cut a load, carried it off, carried it on the tide of sympathy. My grandfather got off up there. He got poorhouse, got rolled. He lost all the money, so I didn't cut no more logs. I cut my logs, but boy, I'd like to kill me loading it first. Like I told you, if you had to vote the way he wanted to vote, if you didn't get it, so he did what he told you to do. He didn't like it at all. I just looked at him in the daytime and found out he fell out. He gave permission to him. He always got told one and one house up there, my great grandfather. I know I keep come back to the mountain, but my great grandfather's house was here. He took it out and did a lot of work for us. He was all the time, cutting the lawn team with me. He took his place, taking it, and did a lot of hunting and fishing. I always kept the smoke out for him so he could get something. But that's all he did. He didn't work a job every time. He just worked with me at the farm.